I just thought it important to reach out to the community with an update of what I know, and just to reiterate to the community that council is working hard, and I'm available for anybody in this community that wishes to speak to me. So please do not be afraid to give me a shout if you have any specific concerns. We certainly did receive some good news this week, finally, with Conifex announcing they're going to be resuming their operations as of July the 6th with 2 shifts. So that is certainly a step in the right direction. I have had ongoing discussions with Canfor when they might resume operations, and they are making no promises. Certainly the environment for lumber producers has greatly improved in the last few weeks. The price of lumber has jumped way up, and on Wednesday, July 1st, stumpage rates will drop. And tariffs imposed by the U.S. on softwood lumber will be dropping drastically in August. And Canfor is the company that is enjoying the largest tariff drop. So hopefully that will help prompt them to reopen their operations. I've heard many times from industry that Mackenzie is one of the most expensive timber supply areas in which to operate due to the size of the TSA and the long distances to haul logs, our fluctuating lake levels. So I'm hoping that these changes in the environment will be the catalyst Canfor needs to reopen their mill. And as we all know, the recent announcement from Paper Excellence is a huge blow to our community. I know the local Paper Excellence management team and Unifor are not going to go down without a fight, and I will continue to meet and lobby for our community with both Canfor and Paper Excellence executives. We did have some positive news in the past week. Last Friday, we were notified that our application for the Rural Community Development Grant for the Mackenzie Destination Trail and Facilities Project was approved. So we will be receiving $500,000 for trail and infrastructure upgrades. I recognize this might bring little comfort to many residents of our communities who are fighting for their jobs, but this is an opportunity that will help us to diversify our economy and also improve recreation opportunities for residents. And we all recognize that even when things are going good in this community, it is hard for large industry to recruit and retain certain professionals, so that this is another positive piece. On Tuesday, the McLeod Lake Mackenzie Community Forest dispersed their 2019 dividends to the District of Mackenzie and the McLeod Lake Indian Band. Each of us received $400,000, and there was an additional $120,000 dispersed to organizations in the community. So the community forest will be sending out an information sheet about this, so watch for it in your mailbox and take the opportunity to educate yourself on the good work that the McLeod Lake Mackenzie Community Forest is doing. And speaking of notices in the post office, I just want to mention it's very discouraging to walk into the post office and see all those notices on the floor. It was in response to concerns from residents that the district's communication was lacking. People didn't really know what's going on. So we decided to distribute these information bulletins so everyone can be well informed of what is happening. So I encourage you to take these home and contact the district if you have concerns about anything. I recognize that many of us rely on social media to find out what is happening, but I want to remind everyone that just because it's been posted on social media does not mean it's true or fact. If you do see something about the district that causes you concern, please give us a call. And if you specifically want to talk to me and I'm not available, leave your name and phone number and I will call you back. I want to thank the resident who did call me yesterday regarding the rumor that West Coast Olefins had contacted the district and was interested in locating here, and the district turned them away. There is no truth to this, none whatsoever. We have not heard from West Coast Olefins, but I have been in contact with McLeod Lake Indian Band and expressed Mackenzie's interest in optimizing any opportunities that our community may enjoy and I will keep everyone informed as these discussions occur. I know there's also concern that the district is going ahead with their new fire hall. We are building a fire hall valued at $6.5 million. We have received provincial funding for all of it, so our fire hall needs to be replaced. We have been granted the money from the provincial government. We feel that it's important at this time to make our community all the more attractive and safe so that when companies are looking for a place to relocate or people are looking at a place to move to, that our community is attractive to them. We do have special tax incentives to get industry to move to Mackenzie, and our staff continue to talk with companies and solicit them to come to Mackenzie and check us out. I also know that people are very anxious to have the rec center opened, but I think we all have to appreciate that this has to be done in a well-planned manner. We only have to look at our southern neighbors to see the outcome of resuming normal operations too soon. The district has developed a COVID control safety plan for the rec center, and we are waiting for direction from our chief health officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry, when a reopening will actually occur. Dr. Henry is the expert in this field, in this entire country, and she has proven that, and her advice and guidance has served all of us very well. The opening of the rec center will be phased in, with the library and gym reopening first. We will be proceeding cautiously. I want to thank everyone who attended the rally on Tuesday. We must have our voices heard. Legislation has to be changed to protect small rural communities from what is happening in Mackenzie right now. So we must make this an election issue. We will be having an election sometime in 2021. So I encourage everyone to be talking to our MLA, to talking to any other MLAs that you know in the province, to be reaching out to our provincial ministers to know that We have had enough, our community has suffered enough, and things have to change, and the control of the forests in and around Mackenzie has to be returned to the government and the people of British Columbia and taken out of the hands of big industry. So again, I want to thank those of you who have provided me support in the last couple of weeks. This has not been an easy job, but I know that it's a very hard time for our community, and I give you my firm promise that myself and council and the staff at District Mackenzie are working hard to resume things in our community. And I invite anyone who wishes to speak to me to please reach out.